calling a friend whose child just died, signing up my mom for hospice care, the first date after my divorce, saying I love you first and not knowing if I'm going to be loved back, writing something I wrote or a piece of art that I made, getting promoted and not knowing if I'm going to succeed, getting fired, falling in love, trying something new, bringing my new boyfriend home, getting pregnant after 3 miscarriages, waiting for the biopsy to come back, reaching out to my son who is going through a difficult divorce, exercising in public, especially when I don't know what I'm doing and I'm out of shape, admitting I'm afraid, stepping up to the plate again after a series of strikeouts, telling my CEO that we won't make payroll next month, laying off employees, presenting my product to the world and getting no response, standing up for myself and for friends when someone else is critical or gossiping, being accountable, asking for forgiveness, having faith. Do these sound like weaknesses? Does showing up to be with someone in deep struggle sound like a weakness? Is accepting accountability weak? Is stepping up to the plate after striking out a sign of weakness? No. Vulnerability sounds like truth and feels like courage. Truth and courage aren't always comfortable, but they're never weakness. Yes, we are totally exposed when we're vulnerable. Yes, we are in the torture chamber that we call uncertainty. And yes, we're taking a huge emotional risk when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable. But there's no equation where taking risks, braving uncertainty, and opening ourselves up to emotional exposure equals weakness. When we ask the question, how does vulnerability feel? The answers were equally as powerful. It's taking off the mask and hoping the real me isn't too disappointing. Not sucking it in anymore. It's where courage and fear meet. You are halfway across a tightrope, and moving forward and going back are both just as scary. Sweaty palms and a racing heart. Scary and exciting, terrifying and hopeful. Taking off a straitjacket. Going out on a limb, a very, very high limb. Taking the first step toward what you fear the most. Being all in. It feels so awkward and scary, but it makes me human and alive. A lump in my throat and a knot in my chest. The terrifying point on a roller coaster when you're about to tip over the edge and take the plunge. Freedom and liberation. It feels like fear every single time.